rebranded Vanderpump Hotel on Las Vegas Strip, opening in May. Vanderpump Hotel will open its doors on the Las Vegas Strip in May, the company says. The new property, brought to market by Vanderpump Hotels and styled around the brand created by restaurateur and television personality Lisa Vanderpump, will debut after a multi-month rebrand of the existing site. Company executives described the venue as a lifestyle hotel that blends boutique hospitality, restaurant, and nightlife components aimed at both leisure visitors and the city's active nightlife crowd. Vanderpump Hotels has positioned the opening as a strategic entry into the Strip's increasingly lifestyle-driven market, where operators blend branded dining and curated entertainment with accommodation. The company said the property will include multiple food and beverage outlets, including a signature cocktail lounge inspired by Vanderpump's hospitality venues, and event spaces intended for private bookings and mid-size entertainment programming. Representatives for Vanderpump Hotels have highlighted the Las Vegas Strip as a priority for expansion. In a statement, the operator said, "We see Las Vegas as the natural next chapter for our brand. Our goal is to offer an immersive, design-forward hotel experience that captures the theatrical energy of the Strip while maintaining the intimacy our guests expect from a Vanderpump venue." The company did not disclose final room counts or a full slate of partners ahead of the May opening. Industry observers say the move taps into a broader trend across Las Vegas, where lifestyle operators and celebrity-backed brands have sought to differentiate themselves from traditional casino resorts by focusing on dining, music, and social spaces. The Vanderpump project arrives as the Strip continues to climb back after pandemic-era declines in tourism and as operators chase higher-margin F&B and entertainment revenue streams. "What we're seeing is a prioritization of experiences," said an independent hospitality consultant. "Brands that bring a distinct personality and measurable draw, whether through a signature restaurant, a recognizable nightlife concept, or programming that keeps people on property, are performing well. Vanderpump's track record in restaurants gives them a runway to convert fans into hotel guests. Local market dynamics will shape the hotel's launch." Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority, LVCVA, data shows events and group bookings remain a central revenue source for Strip properties, while leisure travel has rebounded strongly. Operators in the city continue to balance competition for rooms with the economics of ancillary revenue from food, beverage, and events. Industry reaction and market outlook. Experts note several questions that will determine the rebrand's success. How the property integrates with the Strip's broader entertainment calendar, whether it secures partnerships with established culinary or nightlife operators, and how it positions pricing and promotions during the crowded summer season. One senior market analyst commented, "Timing is both an opportunity and a risk. Opening in May aligns with peak inbound travel and convention flow, but it also puts immediate pressure on performance metrics. The new hotel will need sharp marketing and curated programming to stand out." Vanderpump Hotel's arrival highlights the ongoing diversification of the Las Vegas Strip beyond pure gaming. For non-casino lifestyle brands, the challenge is to create stickiness, reasons for guests to stay on property beyond a bed, so that restaurants and bars sustain traffic and deliver returns that justify the premium associated with branded venues. As the May opening approaches, market participants expect more operational details to be released, including dining partnerships, talent bookings for nightlife programming, and the exact number of rooms and suites. For now, the rebranded property adds another data point to the Strip's shift toward personality-driven hospitality, where celebrity cachet and curated guest experiences are increasingly central to operators' growth plans.